As we celebrate Easter, it would be good to remember that the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ were known for their unwavering faith and commitment to spreading the Word of God. Each one played a unique role in the ministry, but one of them, in particular, may come as a surprise to many. He was a real estate agent/broker, or KMRIZE as they are currently known locally. Matthew, also known as Levi, was later a tax collector but initially a real estate agent before he met Jesus. Tax collectors, or revenue authority men, in those days were often viewed as corrupt and dishonest, and their profession was seen as dishonorable, so Matthew's previous profession as a real estate agent may have been a way to present himself in a more respectable light and make additional income. However, when Jesus called Matthew to be one of his disciples, he left behind his old life and began a new journey as a follower of Christ. While we don't have much information about Matthew's role in the ministry, it's believed that he used his previous profession as a real estate agent to help the disciples find places to stay during their travels. In those times, it was common for people to offer lodging to traveling preachers, and Matthew's knowledge of the local real estate market would have been invaluable in finding suitable accommodations. But Matthew's real estate expertise may have also been enhanced by Jesus' teachings. Many of Jesus' parables revolve around property and land ownership, such as the parable of the tenants in the vineyard and the parable of the talents. Matthew, with his knowledge of the real estate market, may have been able to help the other disciples better understand their meaning. Furthermore, Matthew's experience in the real estate industry would have given him a unique perspective on the value of material possessions. As a tax collector, he would have been well aware of the importance that people placed on their wealth and property. However, as a disciple of Jesus, he would have learned that true wealth comes not from material possessions but from a relationship with God. If Matthew were alive today, he would most likely be a member of the Real Estate Database, RED. The RED would have been a valuable tool for Matthew, allowing him to promote his properties to a wider audience and reach out to potential buyers in Jerusalem or Nazareth and beyond. As a disciple, he understood the importance of spreading the message far and wide, and he would have undoubtedly used the latest technology available to him to achieve this goal. Whether it was in ancient times or today, Matthew's knowledge of the real estate industry would have made him a valuable asset to anyone looking to buy or sell property. Matthew's story serves as a reminder that God can use anyone, regardless of their past experiences or professions. We don't need to be pastors or theologians to serve God. We can use our everyday skills and knowledge to further His kingdom. Matthew's role as a real estate agent may not have been glamorous, but it was important in spreading the word of God and helping the disciples in their ministry. In conclusion, Matthew's profession as a real estate agent may not be the first thing that comes to mind when we think of the 12 disciples. Still, it was an essential part of his journey and played a crucial role in the ministry of Jesus. His story reminds us that God can use anyone, regardless of their background or experiences, to further His kingdom and spread His love to others.